Sycamore Jewelers. This is Caesar.
Caesar, it's Garrett. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. I got one option so far. I'm working on a second for you. It's a 136 GSI2 iClean white GIA. Yeah, GIA. 4590 is your cost.
Okay. I think
all right.
Doable.
So that's an option, but I'm going to work on another one. I failed to ask. Is this for a center stone?
It is. It's a woman who she's had her ring for 20 years, and she lost a diamond, and her insurance is covering it. She had a 113, but she wants bigger, and she's going to pay the difference after what insurance gives her.
Do we know what the insurance is going to get her yet?
Kind of. She has the ring itself. I saw the appraisal yesterday. It's right here in front of me. She's insured for $11,250. We're gonna work on it. Like, I'm gonna try to get all that money. Like, she knows she's gonna pay over, so we're good in the money with what that costs. But I can creep up a little more than that. It's pretty much. I'm knocking on wood here. I mean, she has gone around to a couple different jewelry stores. I think she had a good experience with us. But I'm pretty confident that I'm gonna make the sale.
Yeah, dude.
No matter what it is. So.
We'll knock it out of the park. I've had a few situations where it's all dependent on the insurance company. If they're used to this kind of thing, they go, "Oh, here's your check," right? But I've got two going on right now. I want to rip my hair out. They're like, it cost a $9,000 item at cost, and they're like, "Yeah, here's your check for $8,000," and I'm like, "It's a GIA, Mike." My cost is not
my experience. What when I deal, and I learned this all from Jeff, my old mentor, right? So just I get the insurance information. I'm going to get her, her claim number, who she's been in contact with, and I'm just going to pretty much make them understand they don't know shit about diamonds, and we do, and this is what we do for a living. So,
good for you, because the fact that they got into it, the fact that they even have access to RAP, some of them, you know what I mean, that they got in and were like, well. This is a 1-carat GSI1. Yeah, it's an EGL.
Yeah, it's an EGL, and I'm going to make them, understand that. This is a GIA, so this is a real, if you want to just save yourself as much money and not take care of your client, that's one thing, but that's not how this is done. So we're here for the client, and you
right.
should be too.
Right.
Gonna have that
conversation. The issue I have right now is they were paying a $16,000 premium, and they won't tell, the diamond's supposedly only worth $8,000. And they're like, well, why have we been paying $16,000 then? Well, you should have got your, there's a bit of responsibility in both ends, right? But if I'm a layman, I don't know that the market's going up or down. I don't go, all right, well, I know that I should come in every few years and get my diamond reappraised. But diamonds went down 40% in the last 2 years. I wouldn't know that. I wouldn't think, oh, every year, got to get it appraised, right? So they're telling him, but he's firing back, then why have I been paying for $16,000 if you're only going to cover me or replace it? That's a great That's a great argument to make for lab-grown. Yeah, 3 years ago, you bought a $20,000 lab-grown that's now worth $1,500. You're getting a diamond. I'm making you whole. It's only worth $1,500. You should get it reappraised. But when we're talking naturals, it boggles my mind. But anyway, I got your paperwork. You're set. You're ready to rip. I'll get this one for you for sure for Saturday. If you need anything else in the box, it's gonna be a long day, dude. Let's rock and roll.
Okay.
And I'm excited to show you what I can do. I'm a very competitive person, Caesar. So if GN's your go-to, I want to supplant that. You're familiar with us. You're familiar with them. I'm a very competitive person. I'll go toe to toe.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. And I've had nothing but good experience with you guys. So,
well, I'm sure with GN too. They're a good company, but but yeah, man.
Again, I've met you, and I know y'all's inventory is pretty. I was gonna ask on that note. Can I get access to your inventory on a login and all that? So
absolutely, I'm gonna set that up right now.
Cool.
And I'm also gonna do you mind if I text you?
This is a store number. Let me give you my cell.
All right, go ahead.
804
mm-hmm.
904 9114.
9114. All right, I'm going to text you our app too.
Okay,
so you can perfect. So you can download our app and have access like at your fingertips. So again, like if it says call, it's not in. If it says in, it's in for now. But if you don't see what you're looking for, the chances are I have it. It's just not entered. So
okay.
Like these trillions, I didn't have them in my system. Now I do. So just let me know, dude. I'll be a part of your success, okay?
I appreciate you.
All right, talk to you soon.
All right, man.
All right, bye-bye.